The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
A new Department of Children plan that could see more families becoming eligible for higher childcare subsidies. Now, as it stands, there are full subsidies available to those with an income that's less than €26,000, but there's tapered supports available for some households with incomes up to €60,000. And the Minister for Children, Norma Foley, has brought a proposal to Cabinet to raise both of these thresholds. The goals, she says, is to reduce childcare bills for tens of thousands of families, with the changes expected to be brought in September 2026. At the same time, the government say they are still committed to that wider move to make childcare fees €200 per month per child. Wouldn't that be absolutely life-changing? Well, to react, I'm joined by Elaine Dunn, chairperson of the Federation of Early Childcare Providers, and Avril Sheehan, owner of Care a Lot Childcare in Upton, West Cork. And you're both very welcome to the programme. Elaine, is this a welcome development for you and your members?
Look, we've always called for that from the Department of Children and from government. The only way that they can support the parents is through the NCS. The other problem now that we have is that they're not addressing the crisis that's within the sector now, that services are in serious financial difficulty. So whilst we're hearing this today, and it's gone to media before it actually comes out to the sector, is very disappointing. They talk about an action plan with no consultation. So I've been at two stakeholder forum meetings since last September, and we were told there was an action plan coming. We were told we would be consulted on it, but we've heard nothing. So then we hear of it today in the news. Of course, any help towards families and parents is always welcomed. But you have to look at...
The Minister will say, look, this is just phase one of this early years action plan, and there is going to be a public consultation process on the medium and the long-term future of the early years sector. And I presume your voice will be prominent in that.
Well, we've tried. Our voice has been prominent now for the last nearly 6 years, and yet nobody's listening. We've said from day one that there's been an issue with core funding. We've said from day one that service providers who were stuck at historical fee freezes were in serious financial difficulty. And as things have gone up, like the costs of doing business have gone up over the last 5 or 6 years, this has never been addressed. We have auto enrollment coming in, and I have providers on the phone to me over the last few weeks saying they don't even think that they can cover the cost of the staff Christmas pay. Now, that is shocking that we're even having this discussion about us not being able to cover the costs of our staff wages. But that's the reality.
So give me a sense of the increase in costs that your members have experienced.
So you have your rents, your rates, they've all gone up. Your food bill has gone up massively. Your electricity, your heating, all of those bills have gone up. And core funding has only gone up by 2 or 3%. And that's like a 4 cent increase every single year, or 3 cent increase every year. How, per child, per hour, how is that going to cover the cost of our businesses? It doesn't.
And now, the government would argue that actually the core funding has gone up by about 10 or 12% per child
over the last couple of years. Over the last couple of years. So again, that's how it adds up. Okay. But that's not enough to cover the cost of doing business, okay? And it really isn't. You have a new service that can open up anywhere in this country, and they're coming in at a fee of £2.95 per week, okay? You've got services all around this country. Like, you look at Mayo, the lowest fees in Mayo are between 150 and 170 euros. Cork is exactly the same. And those fees have never been addressed. But Mary can open up down the road, and she can charge 295, and she can get core funding, while we're stuck in 150 to 170 and we get core funding, which doesn't cover the cost of the business, doesn't cost the cover of the new sick days that come in, the auto enrollments that are coming in. It doesn't cover any of that. And we're stuck in these fee freezes. So
let me bring in Avril Sheehan, because she is owner of Care a Lot Childcare. Avril, you are one of the providers here who's actually decided to pull out of core funding. Why did you decide to do that? And did you then follow it with an increase in your fees?
I did indeed, Ciara. So I was on the core funding and I made the tough decision 2 years ago. This is my second year coming off the core funding and I had to do it to keep my business afloat. Now, I'm in operation with the last 18 years and the last 2 years being on the core funding, I have struggled just to stay clear and keep my head above water. I was €220 a week and with the normal subsidy of the NCS towards parents, they were only paying €157 a week. And I was one of these services that Elaine speaks about that was caught in this historical fee freeze. I went and tried to come up to a county average level and the paperwork that and the application that I had to fill out was ridiculous and I was only allowed to go up only a couple of euro. So I made the tough decision and I said I'd run the gauntlet because I was going to lose my business anyway. So I had to come off the core funding and I raised my fees and I'm €60 a day now. And I had to because like as Elaine said, electricity, heating, but as simple things as in our suppliers, you know, with our toilet paper, our art and craft. It's all that kind of stuff that you don't actually think of and our insurance, you know.
So to be clear, you applied to be one of the providers who would avail of the exception there to allow you to increase beyond what your original core fees were.
Yes, and it wouldn't my business. No, it wasn't going to sustain my business. So I came off because like even, you know, we talk about the pension contribution that's coming in the start of January and that's an extra cost of 15,000 to my business. The ERO was going up, you know, the employment regulatory order, which by law I have to go up. That's costing me another 23,000 6 days as well. And they're not taking that into consideration. So I had to come off it to survive.
Did you lose parents? And children, I suppose, because of that.
Well, I didn't, Ciara, being honest. Now, they didn't say anything to me. I got a few supportive emails saying, you know, thank you very much. We understand you're under pressure and all the rest of it. And they know I provide a very good service. And I'm the only service in a 25-kilometre radius that provides full day care. So, you know, they need me and they really didn't have any other places to go. Because
so basically they had no choice. These parents, they did had, they?
Well, basically, at the end of the day, they didn't. Because the childcare places are just like gold dust down in Cork and it's all over the country. It's just not in Cork. If you ring any centre, they have waiting lists and really long, substantial waiting lists. Yeah.
And I just want to bring you back in there, Elaine, because I know Avril said, look, she pulled out of the core funding and her parents now literally have no other option. And I'd well believe that, but to pay whatever it is that the childcare provider is asking. But the department will say, look, 90% of service providers are still within the core funding model. You know, that's over 4,000 providers. So for the majority of them, the vast majority of them, Elaine, they are still availing of core funding. They do still think it is viable.
No, they don't actually. We ran surveys and a lot of these services, 1,700 of them are only small little early childhood care and education services. So they don't have a choice. They're already in a fee freeze. They're in a fee freeze now since 2010. They started off at €64.50 a week and they're at €69 now a week per child. And that's for the 3 hours a day. Okay. So they don't have a choice. They've always been in a fee freeze. Okay. And then there's other services that say they're in the Midlands and the parents may not be able to pay the fees if they go up. But there's a lot of us now looking at taking collective action. And one of those collective action is that some of the providers are saying that they may have to pull out of core funding and put up their fees. And look, when I tell you this sector is in crisis, I don't take that lightly. Avril is telling you there's an issue with core funding. If there's another provider down there in Cork, Ollie Sheehan, he pulled out of core funding. Another service up here in Dublin, large services pulling out of core funding. They don't take it lightly. When a service makes a decision, that's a business decision that they will have discussed with their accountants before they come out of core funding.
What else could that collective action look like, Elaine?
Well, we put out, and the survey is still out there today, we put out a survey and one of the options was that we open late and we close early and that we don't want to put a date on how long that's going to take. It will be until government listen, sit up and listen to us and take, you know, stock of what we are saying. Another one was to close indefinitely until something is done. And another one was that service providers would look at pulling out of core funding and put their fees up to parents. With no choice. You cannot remain in a system that is making you insolvent. That it's as simple as that. And if you look at the revenue report from 2023 to 2024, and you see that, you know, 89% of small and medium enterprises are paying either 5,000 euros in corporation tax or below that, you can see that, you know, small and medium services nationally are in trouble, not only in our sector, but in many other sectors.
Well, what's the answer then? Because there's two things, I think, that are important here. One is that the businesses remain open and remain viable. And second of all, that parents who are shelling out a small fortune to put their children in childcare, many of whom just want to be able to go out and work for a living, pay less towards those childcare fees.
Well, look, I will say that the NCS is actually working for parents because it does reduce the fees quite a lot. And whatever's going to come in now, and of course the devil is in the detail of how this system is going to work for next September, because we haven't seen any of the figures on it. Of course, it's going to then bring the fees down again for parents. And look, as I said before, we welcome that. But we need to be looked after as businesses. You have a 98% women-led sector here that has been failed dramatically.
I'm just looking at some of the texts that are coming in here. Childcare, €295 per child per week. Why bother working at all, says one hard shoulder listener. From a childcare provider, thank you for getting in touch. Staff costs have increased by 30%, they say, since 2022. There's a creche in Kildare, says another texter. It's now charging €1,450 to parents and has withdrawn from that core funding. So those parents just have to face that €1,450 per month bill. It's an increase for parents of €400 per month. And finally, some parents are having to reduce their days down and work from home, etc., to try and bridge the gap, I would imagine, for childcare issues. I mean, this is extremely worrying for business providers, but for parents too, Elaine.
And I mean, one of the things I will ask that any of the parents that are texting in, the Federation, we are here, we're on Facebook, link in with us, and maybe we should all be working together and going to the government and saying, we've all had enough. Okay. Every one of us have had enough.
Avril, there's a final text coming in here. The answer is to take it out of the private sector. What do you say to that? It should be a public model completely.
It's never going to work as a public model. Look at our healthcare system. Look at our healthcare system. It's a shambles. Look at our public transport. It's a shambles. It's not going to work. And it would become a yellow pack model, which basically means quality is going to decline.
But our schools, our primary schools and our secondary schools function quite perfectly.
They function.
That might perfectly be an exaggeration, but they do function.
They do function, yes, but they're under pressure as well. You know what I mean? They definitely are under pressure. And I just think, you know, when some of those parents that text in there, I'd love to know when they say they're paying, you know, like €295 a week, that that's what the weekly fee from the provider is, but they're getting the NCS off of that. I know here I'm €312 a week, but my parents, the basic subsidy for the NCS is €96.30. So they're paying €216. So they're nearly at the €200 mark. You know, there's very little there. I just
That's
feel
€216 euro per week.
Yeah, is what my parents are paying me.
Okay,
yeah.
So but you're still talking almost maybe €850-900 per month for
per
those families.
Month. But I am having to charge that for a quality service that I provide and to pay my staff accordingly. And it's, you know, it needs to be reinvested in. I'm replacing toys. I'm keeping up to date with all the regulations and all the training as well. That's all off my back. I can't apply for any of the grants available from the department because I'm not on the core funding. I can't apply for anything like that. So I am paddling my own canoe. And at the end of the day, I'm running a business. I need to make a profit. I need to make a turnover to be sustainable.
All right.
Basically, that's the end of it.
Elaine Dunn is the chairperson of the Federation of Early Childcare Providers, and Avril Sheehan is the owner of Care A Lot Childcare. Thank you both for joining us here on The Hard Shoulder. If you are one of the parents who is shelling out what feels like a small fortune every month for childcare costs, what do you think is the solution here? Would you like to see a fully public model in Ireland? Would you be comfortable with that, or do you think standards would fall? Is it time for the government to step up and provide more funding to these childcare providers, or do you expect your childcare provider to pull out of that core funding? And what would it mean to you if you had to pay even more for your childcare bills every single month? I know how tough it is.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.